You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. It would seem that you guys have been enjoying the banquet so far. However, like I said yesterday, you gotta pace yourself. Don't want you to get too full, because the next course, you're gonna really enjoy it. Oh yeah. All the stops are gonna be pulled out for the next course. However, Jay White sent me an interesting little side dish that was published on the 21st of October. Boyfriend allegedly dumped woman and stole $13,000 while she was on vacation. Quote unquote, don't trust boys. Gentlemen, you just have to admire the blatant misandry at the end of this title. They just had to throw that in. A woman alleges her boyfriend stole from her while she went on a girls' trip after he dumped her. My first question would be, why did he dump her? Did he dump her because he found out about the girls' trip? Now, gentlemen, we all know, when a woman takes a girls' trip, there's usually some guy at said destination that she's gonna let blow her back out. So, maybe she didn't tell him. He found out and put the, you know, stipulation. If you go on this girls' trip, it's over. Like I said, there's no backstory here, which leads me to believe that this is a bullshit article. Financial abuse might be more common than you think. Question, how did we go from larceny to financial abuse? Oh, I have a perfect scenario of financial abuse that I'm going to go into after this article. A 2017 survey by Sentai of 2,000 people between the ages of 18 and 35 found that 70% of millennial women experienced financial abuse from a romantic partner. So, men don't experience financial abuse? Oh, I see where they're going with this one. However, I have the perfect counter argument. Financial abuse can range from stealing to controlling or restricting another person's money. Now, first and foremost, if these women are experiencing this from a romantic partner, you know what that typically means? They want that man's money. However, he's saying, no, I'm not going to give you said money. Now, there's a particular TikTok that CGA likes to play about the woman who went to the hotel with her baby and says she charged $8,000 on her husband's credit card. Then she says, make more money. How is that not a case of financial abuse? Essentially, she's stealing her husband's money. But yet, somehow, people love to gloss over instances like that. TikToker, who shall not be named, alleges that her boyfriend dumped her and stole from her while she was away on vacation. Quote unquote, I went to Puerto Rico for my birthday, and my boyfriend broke up with me and broke into my house and stole $13,000 and my brand new MacBook while I was gone, she said, adding a few clown emojis. Okay, first and foremost, why would she have $13,000 in cash just casually sitting around? Why wouldn't it be locked up. Why wouldn't it be in the bank? So far as the MacBook can be tracked, right? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this would be considered grand theft, right? However, like I said, honestly, I don't believe this. This is just a BS article. Quote unquote, don't trust boys from NYC. They don't love you, she added in the caption. Oh, I'm really about to go in. I'm really going to go in after this. She explained in the comments that her ex-boyfriend literally told her over the phone. She added, quote unquote, I can't do anything till I come back. But don't worry. First stop, police station. People in the comment section shared their support and similar experiences. Okay, this is where female-owned group preference comes in, and the Sisterhood of Failure wants to, quote-unquote, fluff it up even further. However, time for me to go into my tirade. There is one particular group of people who are the face of financial abuse. That would be the men who are victims of paternity fraud being forced to pay for children that are not biologically theirs. Yet, somehow, we managed to completely gloss over that. Oh, that's not financial abuse. Oh, he has to be responsible. Wait a minute. If DNA has proven that this man is not the biological father of said child, why is he not let off of child support? Oh, that's right. Sorry. Silly me. The state has to match those funds. So yes, paternity fraud is actually pretty common and pretty lucrative. I'll go even further. They say financial abuse is stealing, right? What about military men who've been on deployment, who come home to a cleaned out bank account, an empty house, and kids being taken? Would that not be financial abuse? But once again, we don't care about the suffering of men in any sort of situation like this. Now, I can say alimony too. However, child support is definitely the grandest of financial abuses that a man can experience. But yet, like I said, we got nothing to say about that. We got nothing to say about the blatant misandry that articles like this put out. Don't trust boys, blah, 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 blah. But yet, if a man were to try to publish an article that said, don't trust women, that article would never see the light of day. It surely wouldn't. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you know any men who've experienced financial abuse? No, scratch that. True financial abuse, i.e. overpaying of alimony and being a victim of paternity fraud. Let me know in the comments section. And ladies, the power for a lot of you in the form of, you know, financial abuse, gaslighting, misandry, all of that, everything that society allows you to practice will go out. Feminism and believing that you have the protection of, quote unquote, the patriarchy that you so want to smash will go out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies, more and more men are going to avoid financial abuse by simply avoiding you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am.